Imagine a Navy SEAL candidate jogging along the beach with no idea when the run will end. This isn't a test of physical fitness, but of psychological uncertainty tolerance, a quality that predicts success not just in elite military training, but in marriages, business, and parenting. While our culture obsessively pursues happiness, groundbreaking research reveals that our darker emotions, anger, guilt, anxiety, contain hidden superpowers essential for living a full life. Every emotion serves a purpose, and those who can access their full emotional range are actually healthier, more successful, and ultimately happier in a deeper, more resilient way. Despite thousands of years of philosophical wisdom and a multi-billion-dollar happiness industry, only 17% of Americans are psychologically flourishing. We've become increasingly uncomfortable with discomfort itself, creating a society where even mild psychological pain is pathologized and avoided at all costs. This comfort addiction makes us less resilient and more fragile, stunting our emotional growth and ability to find meaning in life's challenges. The pursuit of happiness often backfires. Lab experiments show people deliberately trying to feel happy while listening to uplifting music ended up 4.5 times less happy than those who simply listened without an agenda. Those tracking their happiness felt 7.5 times worse. Our poor affective forecasting, our inability to predict how events will affect our future emotions, contributes to this paradox. We overestimate positive outcomes and underestimate our resilience. Psychologist Iris Moss found that actively pursuing happiness makes people feel significantly lonelier and produces lower progesterone levels, a hormone linked to social bonding. This happens because single-minded happiness pursuit is inherently self-focused and analytical, undermining the spontaneous relationships and experiences that most contribute to well-being. The alternative isn't embracing suffering, but developing wholeness, the emotional agility to match our response to life's varied challenges. When Lakers coach Pat Riley soaked Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with water at halftime, guilt-stricken teammates rallied from a 20-point deficit to win, showing how negative emotions can powerfully motivate. People in depressed moods notice more details, particularly subtle facial expressions that happier people miss. Would you prefer a cheerful attorney or a somewhat grumpy one who catches every contract problem? We react more strongly to negative events than positive ones for evolutionary reasons. Anger alters others' behavior while boosting optimism, creativity, and performance. Angry people take bigger risks and feel more control over outcomes. In negotiations, authentic anger provides leverage, with angry buyers receiving 20 to 33% discounts. Express anger effectively using a discomfort caveat. Acknowledge difficulty communicating while emotional before stating your concerns. Anxiety offers benefits when experienced appropriately. When anxious, we gain heightened perception, better problem-solving abilities, and recognize safety options we'd normally miss. Anxious people serve as valuable sentinels through the five S's. They scare, remain alert, startle, react quickly, share, warn others, scout, gather information, and squat, suppress basic needs to focus on problems. While happiness is widely celebrated, research reveals surprising downsides. Happy people demonstrate weaker persuasive abilities due to superficial information processing. They focus on broader patterns and rely on mental shortcuts, while unhappy individuals analyze details and anticipate problems. Studies show unhappy people create arguments that are 25% more impressive and 20% more concrete. In deception detection studies, those in happy moods were accurate only 49% of the time, worse than random chance, while sad participants achieved 62% accuracy. HR professionals in somber moods made hiring decisions with 13% better employee retention rates, and negotiators in neutral to negative moods reached more favorable agreements by spotting subtle dishonesty cues. This lazy thinking extends to other areas. Happy individuals are 50% more likely to accept false information without questioning, 25% more likely to incorporate false details into eyewitness testimony, and 3 times more likely to rely on stereotypes. While happy people typically display kindness and gratitude, their cognitive patterns make it harder to overcome biases or notice contradicting details. Mindfulness-conscious, non-judgmental awareness of the present moment has gained immense popularity. Yet humans evolved to spend significant time being mindless because our conscious mind cannot process the complexity required for daily functioning. 3 types of mindlessness propel us toward success: harnessing autopilot, taking impulsive action, and trusting mindless decision-making. Our brains use heuristic thinking, automatic cognitive shortcuts, to conserve mental resources. This allows us to make accurate judgments about others in just 1/10 of a second, with approximately 70% accuracy. While businesses invest in creativity training focused on mindfulness, research suggests mindlessness and mind wandering are essential for innovation. Mind wandering, which occupies nearly 50% of our waking hours, produces rewards when aligned with meaningful goals. Doodlers improve memory retention by 25%, while pilots who took brief naps made 34% fewer mistakes and were 20% faster in decisions. Split-second decisions dominate our lives despite our belief in careful deliberation. For complex decisions, the optimal approach combines both modes: brief conscious contemplation followed by unconscious processing during an unrelated activity produces better results, 58% accuracy, than either approach alone, 30%. Theodore Roosevelt balanced light and dark personality traits, swimming naked in the Potomac and delivering an hour-long speech after being shot. Research shows American presidents with more psychopathic tendencies, especially fearlessness, performed better during crises. Roosevelt ranked first in fearlessness among all presidents. The Teddy effect comprises 3 strategically beneficial components: Machiavellianism, emotional detachment in decision-making, narcissism, confidence for ambitious goals, and psychopathy, performance unhindered by fear. We all exhibit dark behaviors. Studies show 80% of 4-year-olds peek at forbidden toys when alone, and 90% lie about it afterward. Manipulation exists throughout society despite negative connotations. Charities craft appeals to maximize donations, while police officers demonstrate effective manipulation through respectful de-escalation rather than force. Jack Goncalo's research found teams with exactly 2 narcissists outperformed others. In a study of 73 4-person teams, groups with 2 narcissists showed optimal creativity. Narcissists excel creatively because they challenge assumptions and social norms, their sense of specialness allowing them to consider ideas others might dismiss. Emotional differentiation builds resilience. Research shows people who precisely identify their emotions drink 40% less alcohol socially, respond less aggressively when provoked, and experience reduced neural pain when rejected. Recognizing specific feelings like disappointed or anxious regulates emotions better than simply labeling them bad. True happiness balances pleasure meaning and novelty stability. We are short-term hedonists and long-term saints, preferring immediate pleasure but meaning in the distant future. When forced to choose, people select pleasure for shorter time frames and meaning for longer ones. Both novelty and stability contribute to fulfillment. Stability provides calm with fewer mental demands, while excess leads to boredom. Yet boredom itself has value. Hindu and Buddhist traditions view it as a precursor to insight. When children experience boredom, they discover interests and channel energy creatively. Constant digital distraction prevents the serendipitous growth that occurs during mental wandering. True personal growth requires acknowledging all aspects of yourself, including darker tendencies, and developing the agility to integrate them appropriately. Don't repress these darker gifts, harness them when needed. Embracing your whole self enables genuine well-being.